Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here on the show with 67th District Representative Tom Phillips as we continue our legislative previews here this week. Legislative session begins January 14th in Topeka. Some items that could be discussed here during the legislative session. One of the big ones is going to be a potential constitutional amendment here involving school funding here. You expect this is going to be a hot topic?
I do. The talk I hear is that leadership wants to have a vote on this particular issue. Just for the benefit of the listeners, this is an issue that would require a supermajority vote of the House and the Senate, and both bodies have to approve it. The governor really has no voice in the process. I think it's 84 votes in the House in order. It's 84 or 83 to pass this constitutional amendment. It would be, in my opinion, very tough to secure 84 votes. I've also heard that this is a number one issue for the Kansas Chamber of Commerce, and they want to use this as an issue in 2 years to come after, particularly moderate Republicans. So even if the votes aren't there, I'm anticipating that it will still be run just so that the vote is taken, and then the issues can be used against those who the Kansas Chamber and other organizations like Americans for Prosperity want to remove from the legislature. So, yeah, I think it will probably come back, but time will tell.
And where do you stand on that issue?
You know, at this point, I obviously I'd like to see what it says before I commit one way or the other. But I have great concern about passing the constitutional amendment. Early on, I thought it was an appropriate mechanism. But the longer I'm there and the way I see some things happening inside the legislature, I see that as simply a mechanism to reduce funding to K-12, and that concerns me very deeply. So, I want to leave the door open. I'm not going to say I'm yes or no and absolute. I want to see what it says, but I have some deep concerns about the intent of what it would accomplish.
Okay. Another topic that's been getting a lot of press in the last year, couple years really, is the foster care system, and it's no question it's broken here in Kansas.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so excited to hear that Governor Kelly is focusing her attention on it. The legislature last year created a committee to look into it. I mean, the telltale signs have been showing up for several years, and I think the legislature knew that the system was broken and we needed to address it. So over the summer, a committee was created and they've come up with the recommendations. Obviously, I think it's going to require some additional money. I mean, for example, the social workers that are there, they're probably stressed to the maximum. That is a tough job to deal with 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, however many hours they're working. And the fact that they're probably not getting well paid means a lot of turnover, probably underqualified individuals. So it's attention to details like that. It's also recognizing it from an organizational standpoint, you have to have middle management and top management holding people accountable. These are our most vulnerable children of our states. And I have constituents that have, worked within the foster care system, and they have shared stories with me about how the system is broken, ineffective, inefficient, and it's something that we have to get on top of. I think the system was probably broken several years ago, but then with the opioid addiction, it just kind of overwhelmed the entire system. So not only broken, it's now just overwhelmed, And that goes back to my point. As we continue to put more money into public education, which is valuable, it leaves us with less opportunities to address critical needs facing our state. So we have our work cut out for us. That's clear.
You hear stories about children staying overnight in offices and, not a good thing here. And I don't know if you add more buildings for them to be housed at while they're in. Because I know a lot of this is when they're in between.
Yeah, I go back to from a contractual standpoint. If you want to expect certain performance, you provide incentives, and then if they fail to perform, you have to take money away from them. I mean, and say, you know, you're not performing to the standards that we expect that our state will deliver to the foster care system, and people have to be held accountable. And they have to become forward. I mean, they have to tell us as legislature, well, if this is really what you want, you need to add, and this is an arbitrary number, but you have to add another $20 million. And they have to tell us that. You cannot just come in and lowball it and expect the level of service that I think the people of Kansas want, that the legislature wants. It's sitting down at the table and saying, okay, this is what it's going to take, this is how much it's going to cost, and we're going to hold you accountable for your actions, and hopefully Governor Kelly will take that approach, and the legislature will find the funding mechanisms to accomplish it.
Are you pleased with the current leadership that's in place there at DCF?
Secretary Gina Hummel-Myers, I believe. I think she came in at a very difficult time, and I think she's made some great progress. I'm probably not in a position to judge whether she's capable or not. Obviously, you have a new administration. Whether she'll stay on board or not, I don't know. But I think she really worked hard, and my sense is that she was putting out brush fires. That, for example, the issue that you identified, kids spending the night in the office. And I think she was focused on putting out those immediate fires. But we have to sometimes, you have to assign that and say, solve those immediate issues. But you also have to have a manager capable of looking at the overall system, how the system is broken, and what it takes to make it work. Whether she's capable of doing that or not, I can't judge that. But that's kind of what Governor Kelly and her leadership team has to evaluate in terms of appointing people that have that ability and that vision and that capability to re-engineer a system to make it work.
All right. And we're speaking with Tom Phillips from the 67th District here. Again, the legislative session starts a little less than, I guess, about 3 weeks away or so here. Anything else here before? We got about a minute.
Okay. Well, you know, I am working on a bill here that one of our local businesses who does stem cell therapy, and they want to basically have the right to try, which would become a in statute. It would say that if you have terminal illness or if you have chronic disease, you have the right to use your own stem cells to treat the health issues that you're confronted. And so I'm working with this particular business. And the new majority leader, who's the former chair of Health and Human Services, he and I are going to co-sponsor a bill and pre-file that. So I'm excited about that. And so, yeah, I try to work on the big issues confronting our state, but I'm also, it's very important to me to serve the citizens and the businesses that elect me.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking with you here more this session. And good luck. Hopefully everything goes smoothly.
There will be its challenges, but that's okay. That's the way it works.
All right. Tom Phillips again from the 67th District, our guest here on In Focus.